Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
So, again, Mary Kay Cabot's going to join us here at 11 o'clock. She's the one that said 99% chance that Shador will start against the Raiders on Sunday in Las Vegas. Still hard to say that sometimes. I always want to say Oakland or L.A. or whatever. But
Vegas is a good spot for an NFL team.
Still kind of a small city overall, but I think they got people flying in.
Great spot for it, though.
Well, the NHL thrived there.
Puts on a show.
Yeah, they do put on a show. And so we got into this question, and, you know, it's like, okay, here we go. Shador, this is time. We're going to get this thing started. But I think there are some people thinking maybe Bailey Zappe gives them a better chance to win. I don't know that that's – and I agree with Jeff on this. I don't know what the goal is. I think the goal is to see what Shador looks like, especially with 1 week, to be able to work with the guys he'll be out on the field with and give him the opportunity to try to do something. They only have 2 wins. That's the whole thing. It's like they're not going anywhere this year. I hate to say it. I hate to admit it. I see players that go out there every week, and they try, and they're trying to win.
Busting a move, Andy.
Yeah. How can you say anything but Myles Garrett is, you know, giving everything he's ever had to try to help this team win? It is going to be sad at the end of the season when Carson Schwechter wins Rookie of the Year and Myles wins Defensive Player of the Year, and you have nothing to show for it. I mean, that kind of...
Your draft spot.
Kind of sucks, I'm going to be honest with you. But I will say this, the rookie class as a whole, you know, people say, well, you know, you're looking at... I do think that's something to give you a little bit of positivity about. You know, outside of evaluating the quarterbacks, everybody else has kind of been a hit, you know, in this rookie class. What else? Junkins? Fannin? Graham has been good?
Yeah.
Schlesinger has been off the hook.
You give him the ball one time.
Well, Samson did what he needed to do, though, right?
Hey, here, you get one shot.
You gave him
19 yards.
Him an opportunity.
Nice job. Sit down.
All right. Let's go back to the phone lines here. I just want to hear what you have to say. John is in Berea. Hi, John.
Hello, John.
Hey, guys. Hey, Andy. Hey, Jeff.
Hey.
I love listening to you guys. I mean, I'm from Cleveland. I'm a sports radio junkie, and I can't do this anymore. I mean, I feel like I'm in Bizarro World. Every time I turn on the radio, the morning show, and this is just a comment, it's not towards you, the morning show, the afternoon show, the evening show, the late show. This stuff with Sanders, I don't get it. I don't know now if I'm being dragged into some entertainment world where people are doing this for fun. It makes no sense. It's like nails on a chalkboard. It's over and over and over again, and I don't understand what's happening with this, why people are plotting people against each other. Rex Ryan, the stuff that we're doing, the stuff that Stefanski's doing, this makes no sense to me. I feel like I'm in Bizarro World, and I don't understand why this is happening the way that this is happening.
It's interesting because I think Jeff and I also think we're in Bizarro World on this.
You've more accurately assessed our feelings than anybody who's ever called the show.
You know how you end this whole thing? Just go win a game. Just go win 2 games in a row.
Get a quarterback and make him your quarterback, and let's go.
Shador.
See, it's funny because we weren't, Jeff, you and I have never really, like, jumped into this whole thing until about a month ago. Maybe.
What do you mean?
And John, thank you for the phone call.
John,
we appreciate
thanks.
It. Thanks,
thank you, guys.
John's spot on. Here's what I haven't jumped into, Andy, that the thought that the Browns drafted a franchise quarterback and that they're good at the quarterback position by taking Dylan Gabriel in the third and Shador in the fifth. Those who think Dylan is ready to roll, okay. those who think Shadur is a superstar in waiting, okay. I hope you're both right. But everything I know about the National Football League, having covered it for many, many years and paid attention and talked to a lot of people who really know stuff, you got to have your fingers crossed and get really lucky here with one of these guys. And truly, the best opportunity they had to win games traded away with Flacco and Kenny Pickett. And again,
I don't get it.
I'll forever think if you wanted to get a look at somebody this year, the guy to get a look at was Kenny Pickett. Former first-round pick, trying to take the same route as Baker and Sam Darnold and Geno Smith, and take a look.
Jeff, you might get your opportunity this Sunday.
I might. Exactly right.
It's going to be a big day for you.
Geno Smith hasn't looked very good there, but I can't blame Geno because his offensive line is giving him the type of protection that the Browns quarterbacks have been getting.
Huh. Joseph is in Cleveland.
Hi, Joseph.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing all right.
Hey, Jason's calling me. Let me play that.
Hey, I had a short, simple question for you guys. I'm at work right now.
Yeah, but, Jason's calling your buddy back over there. Better make sure he's got a call back.
Yeah, going for it. Say, let's say that Dylan Gabriel, he clears concussion protocols for Wednesday. Let's just say.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Going forward, do you give Shadur reps knowing that it's possible that Dylan can get hurt again? Could get hurt again, and you'd be in the same situation as, you know, last week, last Sunday. So do you give him like 60-40% reps?
I don't even care what the percentage is. He's got to get a little bit of work in with those guys. And I understand Kevin's.
He will this week.
Yeah, I understand Kevin's feelings about wanting to get Gabriel all the work they possibly can, because traditionally, this is the way it's been in the league, and you can hear everybody that's played there. They'll tell you, like, the number one guy gets all the reps, blah, 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 blah. The problem we have is we have two rookies, and we have a backup that has zero, I mean, now has two quarters of experience. That's it. They have to be prepared. They've got to give them a little, but you know what? I wouldn't be surprised if, for some reason, if Gabriel's ready to go, he gets all the reps again. They go right back to where they were. Would you be shocked? I wouldn't be shocked at all.
Well, they're trying to develop the guy that they had the higher opinion of early on.
Yeah.
I get it. I mean, I get it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias, detalles en Lowe's.com.
In all honesty, Andy.
Yeah, but you got to prepare.
I agree. They're not sitting on a veteran backup. It's a guy that has got two quarters under his belt. That's it. Two quarters. Yeah. Thanks, Joseph. Appreciate it.
They made it real clear which guy they preferred on draft day. Mm-hmm. And we've seen nothing that changes that. I hope we see something that makes them think about that on Sunday if Shadur actually starts. Andy, it would be awesome if he went out and played really well. Would be awesome. And if that's the case, then they've got some different things they need to figure out.
Hmm. This will be interesting. Jim in Strongsville. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Jim.
Hey, guys. Jeff, you're 100% right. Like, first off, taking two rookie quarterbacks was bizarre and honestly ill-informed, crazy, something that you should be put away for. It just didn't make sense. But the minute they traded away Kenny Pickett and Joe Flacco, they were tanking. They threw up the white flag. And here's the thing that I don't understand. You've seen before that this doesn't work. Tanking doesn't work. We've done it. We went 1-31. Did that work? It didn't. This is the same group. So I'm looking at it and I'm like, they're not saying it out loud. But honestly, if you had Kenny Pickett, would they be a better team? Would they have more wins? I think they absolutely would. And I think that the fact that they went this direction was them throwing up the flag and saying this was a gap year. And you know, that's a slap to the face to the intelligence of fans, because you're telling them, one, it tells me that they didn't learn anything. They didn't learn a thing. And I'm serious. Like, I keep taking these online surveys from the team. I don't care about the experience at the stadium. Yes, I go down there. It's fine. You know what? Worry about the product on the field. Quit worrying about whether I'm having trouble parking or whether I can get concessions good enough. You're blowing this team. It's miserable to go down there. I'm going to go down there for the Buffalo game. And guess what, guys? It's going to be all Bills fans. Mm. Then I'm going to go the next week to the Steelers game. Guess what? That's going to be all Steelers fans. Way to go, Jimmy Haslam. It's embarrassing enough that there's only 25% of the stadium there. You got to make us watch this garbage. And then this is what we get. I swear to God, they need to burn this whole thing down. They need to just disinfect the entire building. And I don't care what Jimmy does. Put it in a trust. Bring somebody with some sanity into this building. Because what we're doing right now is literally insane.
Thank you, Jim. Getting it off his
chest. Like Jim had a cold, too.
Oh, did you think so?
Sounded like it.
I don't know. As he was talking, I started thinking about, you know, Brock Osweiler being here.
Hot tea.
When DeShone Kizer was here, right? And yeah. I know that they made that trade. A lot of it had to do with the contract situation and stuff like that. But I just thought at the time, Osweiler would have given them a chance to win. At least a little bit better than Kizer.
Osweiler.
And that's that same era right there, right?
And then the same thing, Andy, with Pickett and Flacco. I mean, that's – I get it. There's certainly – the players are playing – they're not playing to lose. They're playing to win. I mean, we've seen some great efforts. But I think you stacked the deck against your own team when you decided to go with two rookie quarterbacks as your 1 and 2. And you can tank in the NBA – and change the fortunes of your franchise.
It only takes 5 guys to turn it around.
It only takes 1.
Yeah, that's true. But
it happened here. It's happening in San Antonio right now with Wembanyama.
Yeah.
We've seen it happen with numerous guys over the years. 1 guy can change the fortunes of an NBA franchise. Even a Hall of Fame quarterback won't change the fortunes of your football team. Now, it can help big time, but you still got to put enough team around them. So what I honestly think the Browns have done this year, I don't think they're tanking. I don't think they're trying to lose games. What they're trying to do is thread a needle that's really, really tough to thread, and that is win football games while trying to see if you have a quarterback of the future on 2 guys that you took a flyer on. And that's tough to do.
Mary Kay Cabot, if you're on the line, hang on. Mary Kay Cabot, next right here, Baskin. Next right here, Baskin.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora a solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.